smartest man in the room. He's going to put his players in positions to succeed. He's done that with two different quarterbacks now. He's gotten very close, come up just short twice. But there is this thing where tight choke is very strong, but I get it. Like, something happens late in the game that you're just not prepared for. And Kyle Shanahan, I think, can you lose two Super Bowls and get back to another one? I keep coming back to that. It's so hard.
It's very difficult.
And you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Dave Fleming, 8:30, joining us courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Can't wait for that. Giants 5-4 win yesterday. Wednesday here in just a second. But continue.
It's okay. So, like, I get so conflicted in this conversation because, like, on one end, it's like, man, if Burford just blocks up front, maybe they win that Super Bowl.
I know. You can do that with everything.
If Nick Bosa wraps up a tackle, they win that Super Bowl. I'm not even going to go like first quarter. Like, oh, if McCaffrey doesn't fumble and if the punt returner doesn't fumble. Like, I'm going end of the game. They block. Burford just seals the block. They throw the pass. They catch the touchdown. Boom. All the ego, all the confidence. Oh, look at him. He's confident. You know what I mean? Like, it's not this. He's stubborn. If Bosa stops... You know, Nick Bosa. I mean, Nick Bosa stops Patrick Mahomes on 4th-and-2. Like, do we talk about like, the ego? Oh, it's his ego. It's like, no, man. He's like confident. Like, McVay has an ego. McVay's extremely swaggering into every conversation.
Have you seen that beard? Absolutely.
Like, but that's not a negative for him because he has the hardware. I don't know. I struggle with this one, man. I really do. I think my biggest issue with him. As a head coach, is that there are times where I want him to reflect a little more afterwards and be like, you know, in hindsight, yeah, maybe I was wrong or whatever. Like, take a little onus on it and take a little off the players. But it's like, it's always like, and this is just my interpretation of a lot of the answers that I hear from him. It's like, nah, you know, we like the play and the guys didn't execute. He's never allowed to self-reflect immediately after the game and just be like, yeah, I want that one back.
Something that I am going to be very interested to see this year in comparison to last year, and last year was very unique because the dynamic between the head coach and defensive coordinator was not great. Shanahan and Wilkes just did not see eye to eye. They didn't vibe. Shanahan... I didn't like when he threw Wilkes under the bus with the zero blitz call. I get it, like, but you got to pick your guy up in that situation. Like, you're the head coach.
Or you fire him.
Well, that's the thing, right? If you're going to crush him, like, I remember Baldy didn't like that Kyle went at him like that. He's like, if I was Kyle, I wouldn't have said that. Like, going at Steve Wilkes and stuff like that. And then all the players, obviously, he's like, yeah, we're just used to this way, that way. Like, you kind of got to nip that in the bud early on. They fire him or just say, you know what? I respect this guy. This is our guy. This is his scheme. He's learning. We're going to take some lumps, but you know what? We'll be better off for it. And I think that was just not a dark cloud, per se, as we go back to the punch for the Warriors, the dark cloud. But it was just something that lingered throughout the year. And I do think the Nick Sorensen, you know, coming up from within, and Sorensen's, you know, he went at it. He was on that coaching staff with Urban Meyer at Jacksonville. Like, he's no stranger to, like, going at the head coach. I don't foresee that happening with Kyle Shanahan. So that is another layer that I'm very interested to see shake out this year. And I don't know what Nick Sorensen's going to bring to the table. Joe Shasky, do you? Like, I don't know what his defensive schemes are going to be. Is it going to go back to what DeMeco and what Rob Saleh were running, right? Like, I'm not sure.
I think they're going to be really good this year, and I think there's going to be some wrinkles, and I think that Staley's going to have some influence on what they do. I think they needed outside influence to come in and just mix stuff up a little, and I think they're going to get that. I also think you're just going to have a totally different defense because their secondary is so much better than it was in years past, and I think that the pass rush is going to be better because that back end of the secondary is going to be able to cover a little longer. You know, every second allows other people to kind of collapse that pocket. I think they're going to be better this year. I also think it's really difficult to reload your coaching staff after losing two different DCs to head coaches, head coaching jobs.
Well, and your offensive coordinator, too. We're not talking about defensive, obviously, but Mike McDaniel as well. It's like very difficult.
He's done a great job reloading the coaching staff.
Before we get back to Walk It Back Wednesday, Carter, let's go to our guy RJ out in Fairfield. He wants to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. What's up, RJ? You're on with Spadoni and Chaska. How you doing, man?
What's up, Spadone? Hey, you asked what question. I mean, you asked what coach I would take over Shanahan, and this might sound crazy, but I would take Dan Campbell. And the reason why I say that is because I love his aggressiveness. He's very black and white. He keeps it. He will run the ball when he needs to. He will go for it. He's very aggressive on his fourth downs. And he's open and honest with his players. I feel like Shanahan coaches with his head and not his gut. And then, I like Dan Campbell, man. Well, so I'm not saying he's a better offensive coordinator.
I mean, they just played each other in the playoffs, and Dan Campbell is a large part of the reason why the Detroit didn't move on.
But I would say, Shasky, you know, if they converted those fourth downs, those catches, man, we're in trouble that game. And, you know, I love the aggressive nature, but, you know, one or two catches on those fourth downs, you know, that would have changed. We wouldn't even be in the Super Bowl after that.
One more block, and the Niners win the Super Bowl over Mahomes.
Thanks, RJ.
And Andy Reid.
Again, it's the same thing you were just talking about with how we view head coaches, right? Like, that was Dan Campbell's MO all along. It hit the receiver in the hands. He didn't make the play. It is what it is, right? Like, now
I like Dan Campbell. He's really good. I'm not trading Dan Campbell for Kyle Shanahan.
No, if you pull most teams, they would take Kyle Shanahan over Dan Campbell.
And let's see what Dan Campbell looks like if Ben Johnson gets a job somewhere else.
Correct. Ben Johnson not taking any of these jobs this offseason is very interesting. It makes me feel like he's waiting on a certain one that he thinks is going to open up this next offseason. So we shall see. But in the meantime, Joe Shasky, let's do a Walk It Back Wednesday, shall we?
Oh my goodness, Fonte.
We have a lot of takes on the morning roast.
I will be shocked if Trey Lance is the starting guy quarterback in week number one.
Some are better than others.
I'm going to be real with you. I've seen a lot of quarterbacks play for the 49ers. Undeniable talent.
Ugh. And we get a bit carried away with a take.
He asked you about the presence.
Oh, my God. The moxie.
When he steps in the huddle, bro, there's a different swagger to this offense.
Sometimes we have to walk it back.
Poor Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm not going to say poor because he's got a lot of money. He's got a lot of cake. Bro. He's got the J's.
It is a Walk It Back Wednesday on the morning roast.
There's like 70 bad takes in that intro.
The poor Jimmy Garoppolo always gets me, but people say, poor Jimmy. No, not poor Jimmy. Look at that guy. I'm not saying poor Jimmy Garoppolo with all that money and those good looks and that jawline. Please. Jimmy's doing just fine. He went from San Francisco to Vegas to Los Angeles. My guy is doing just fine. Jimmy, I love you. You're Paisan. You're chilling, brother.
All right.
You got it started, Joe Shasky.
Let's go.
What is this? Yes.
We're going to walk back a take that we originally had at some point. It could be this year, last month, a week ago. Could be 5 years ago, 10 years ago. We're going to start with sports, and then we're going to work our way around the room. And then we're going to come back to real life, or what I call pop culture. So let's start with the San Francisco Giants. There are two players that I want to walk it back. Number one, Mike Yastrzemski. And Bonte, if you're out there, this is directly for you.
Oops.
Mike Yastrzemski's having a good year. He is. Now, I think that what ends up happening is he becomes an avatar for the platooning of the last 6-7 years because of Slater and Conforto and Yaz, and you kind of lump all three of those guys together, even though Slater's no longer on the team. Conforto's been awful. Mike's had a really good year. Now, I believe that he's on a championship-level team. He's probably a fourth outfielder, probably.
He was going to get traded. I thought someone like a legit champion team would have traded for him because I think he could be a useful bat in the playoffs.
Look, he's going to have, probably closer to 15 home runs and 15 triples. He's had a really solid year. You know, it's been one of his better years since his breakout year. And so Mike Yastrzemski has been really fun to watch this year. Yesterday, he had a two-run home run. I'm not mad at Mike Yastrzemski. And Mike, we were probably, myself, I'll raise my hand, I'll walk it back. I was a little too harsh on you throughout the year, and I was directing the combo platter, the poo-poo platter, of Michael Conforto, Yastrzemski, and Slater, when in reality, if I separated those other two players, Yastrzemski's been really good for the Giants this year. Let me go to my second guy who I'm walking back, Ryan Walker. Ryan Walker was a guy that I thought was a 6th, 7th, or maybe an occasional 8th inning guy.
You're Walkering it back.
I am.
It's a 5.
He's 8-3 this year with a 1.95 ERA. He's got 21 holds. He's appeared in almost 70 games. He's pitched 70 innings. The guy's whip is under 1. He has been unbelievable for the San Francisco Giants. Opponents are hitting 189 against them this year. He's been really, really dynamic for this team. He's got a 2-1 strikeout to hit ratio. He doesn't walk guys. He attacks. The slider is filthy. Now, I don't know how sustainable it is, but Ryan Walker as your closer right now, it's working. It is. I'd love to see him as your setup guy moving forward. He's got a Romo thing going with the way he throws that slider. I walk it back. Ryan Walker, you're having a phenomenal year.
All right. Mine is going to be about the New York Jets. because last year I picked them to go to the Super Bowl against the San Francisco 49ers. Season was over before it started. Torn Achilles for Aaron Rodgers. It was night-night. I was very down on them this entire offseason. The whole Hassan Reddick thing, Aaron Rodgers not showing up. I was so out on this entire thing. I thought it was an absolute dumpster fire. The more I hear people, and specifically Brian Baldinger, talk about them, though, and the realization that Aaron Rodgers is still really freaking good, I think, even after the torn Achilles, I think this team is going to potentially be in the Super Bowl this year.
Wow.
I think they are that good. I think the AFC, the quarterbacks, I think they are good. I think we are actually overrating it just a little bit because I think Mahomes is so great. Lamar Jackson is great. Outside of Burrow Mahomes, though, someone else needs to step up. And the only other guy that stepped up, albeit in the NFC at the time, has been Aaron Rodgers that has won a Super Bowl. I think that's the other guy we forgot about. That's won a Super Bowl, still starting the NFL. Mm-hmm. I think we said yesterday it was Stafford and Mahomes. It's also Aaron Rodgers. Forgot about him. I think we are forgetting about Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to walk back some of my takes I had over this summer about the Jets being a dumpster fire. I think they're a Super Bowl contender. Legit, Carter.
Wow, you just gave another take that you might have to walk back soon.
No, I'm not walking back on this one. I'm tripling down like Andrew Filippone.
Right, I have one take from my past that I felt guilty about for years, which is that I thought that Johnny Flynn, when he was drafted to Minnesota, would be what Anthony Edwards is now.
Last one, pop culture for you guys.
Real quick, because we're up against it. Just Ken, give me yours. We'll get to pop culture on the other side.
Okay, so if those of you who don't know, I'm a Dolphins fan. And back in 2007, we drafted John Beck in the second round. At a Hayward. Yeah, born in Hayward, came from BYU. I was like, oh, man, this is the guy. He's accurate. He knows what he's doing. Yeah, he threw more interceptions than touchdowns. 3 touchdowns and 7 interceptions, and you'd really never heard from him again. So I'm definitely walking that one back.
And we're going to walk back some other stuff on the other side, and it's going to be brought to you by Safeway.
Come on, man. You got Larry June in the building. You listen to the Morning Roast. And we're doing numbers, man. Good job, Morning Roast. Sock it to me.
Love me some Larry June. Love me some Andre Nicotina on a Wednesday hump day here in the Bay Area. Spadonian for Bonte Hill, who's on assignment. He's enjoying the U.S. Open. He gets to see Novak Djokovic play today at Flushing Meadows. He's having a great time. Probably a nice out and sticky, hot and humid out there. He's living his best life, though. Joe Shasky doing a hell of a job crushing it, as he always does, because we're talking 49ers football. And who else do you want to hear from than one Joe Shasky when it talks when it comes to talking about 49ers football? We just did Walk It Back Wednesday last segment, and we were just doing all our sports ones. But there is one real quick that I have come to. This is a big one for me. That I need to walk back because for the longest time, was not an avocado guy, Joe Shasky. Did not like avocados.
They're delicious.
And that in California, I feel like that's sacrilege. First of all, if you don't like avocados, like, what are you doing?
Well,
but specifically in
delicious.
California. That was a big texture thing when I was a kid. I was like, I don't like
texture.
A little mushy. Like, I liked, it sounds stupid, I liked guacamole. It's like whipped and all this sort of stuff. But like just chunky avocado, like in my salad or sandwich or something.
Like, wow, dude.
Like, I'm out on this. But then you know what? I refined my palate. I did some soul searching. I took a long walk on the beach. And you know what? I like avocados now.
Somewhere yuck mouth saying, like the guacamole in your nachos.
There you go.
You don't know that line. That's okay.
No, that's all
you
right.
You didn't like avocados?
No, it was something my dad would always put it to like, my dad was the cook growing up, like the chef at night. Like he would
can
make
eat
a bunch of stuff.
Avocado
He'd
have by itself.
Avocado and everything. He'd put avocado like in Caesar salads
too.
And stuff like that. It'd be really good, right? Not for me. It was a no for me, dog, to quote Randy Jackson. So that was it. That's my Walk It Back Wednesday ultimate take. The Jets, Super Bowl, and avocados good. There you go.
I will put avocado on anything. And
toast?
Well, yeah. I mean, duh.
You and Tom Brady.
A bagel, whatever. But, like, I'll literally just cut the avocado, put the knife into the core. And
little sea salt action on there, too?
No, I'll just get a spoon, and I'll just eat it like
that.
No,
you got to get a little salt and pepper on that thing.
I don't need
spice. Come on,
yeah,
come on. All right. Well, you know what? You need to get To the Red and Gold Summit, Joe Shasky. That's coming up Wednesday, September 4th at Fremont Bank in Fremont. The address is 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Willard and Dibbs will start things off from 2 to 4. The rest of the hosts will join from 4 to 6 to talk about the biggest storylines surrounding the 49ers at the start of the season. You can come and watch as well. Space is limited. First come, first serve. We got Shameless Shout. No, not Shameless Shout. See, this is, they got stuff on here. So Shameless Shout Outs is on Fridays, but that's okay. 8:30, we got Dave Fleming. Dave Fleming, 8:30, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop. We've been talking about Kyle Shanahan, coaching, all that sort of stuff, but I want to get back into the quarterbacks because that's really the sexy topic du jour of the entire season. It doesn't matter. It could be June, July, August. You talk quarterback, you're going to get a response. And we got 103 NFL player responses via ESPN here. They did a poll with 103 current NFL players, and they asked them six different questions as it pertains to quarterbacks. And we're going to start with this one. This one's just kind of a throwaway. They asked six questions, but we're going to get into five of them because one of the questions is, who's the GOAT? Is it Mahomes? Is it Brady? Overwhelmingly, it was Tom Brady. Some other players received some votes, but 85 of the players selected Tom Brady. Seven was Mahomes. It's a landslide. Mahomes has got a long way to go. He's on a great path, though. But this is where it gets interesting to me. The most overrated quarterbacks, and before I get to what the answers were, Joe Shasky, when I say overrated quarterback, who's the first person that comes into your mind?
Man, that's a loaded question.
Right? Like, it's an interesting one.
Kirk Cousins.
Right? That's usually, I thought
even
of Kirk,
even though I think he's pretty good.
Okay.
You know, but people act like he's like the end-all, be-all. Overrated quarterbacks. Troy Aikman.
Okay.
You know.
Won three Super Bowls, but I get it, but the
stats.
Yeah,
but again, he's not in my top 10, and nor would he be in most people's top 10. Okay. A really good player.
Yeah.
Overrated quarterbacks. At one point in time, I think you can make an argument for Peyton Manning.
Currently, in today's crop of all the starters right now, who would you say is the most overrated quarterback?
I think C.J. Stroud's getting dramatically overrated.
Wow, that's an interesting one.
I like C.J. Stroud, and he had a really good year last year for a rookie. And doing it on that team is very impressive, you know? Bobby Slowick, who was with the Niners, is the offensive coordinator, and D'Amico Ryans is a clear leader. But we're acting like this guy, you know, had a monster season, like on the level of, like, for example, Mahomes. Now, Mahomes played with two Hall of Famers, but we didn't know they were Hall of Famers at that time. We knew Tyreek was really good. We knew Kelsey was good, but not what we view them now.
Yeah.
He threw 50 touchdowns his first full season.
I mean, Stroud, we were talking about the Texans as like a three-win team. Do you remember the conversation after C.J. Stroud's first preseason game?
Don't you think that might be the worst division in football?
Well, I mean, they got a tremendous amount of quarterbacks. They got Trevor Lawrence, just got $200 million. I mean, they just have one of the greatest, prior to that, they just had one of the greatest upsets in the history of the playoffs, coming all the way back from whatever it was, 25 points down against the Chargers. People were very high on the Jacksonville Jaguars last year, and I think it's a credit to the Texans that they came in there a couple times and kicked their ass. Right?
All I'm saying is that C.J. Stroud is a very good player. He's up and coming, but we've anointed him into the top five, and all I would say is I'd like to see a little more body of work.
That's fair. That's how I feel. I think Jordan Love is a little overrated personally for me right now. That's who I would go. Jordan Love, I need to see more from him. Like, I saw a half a season of Jordan Love last year where it was like, wow, that was amazing. I also saw him against the Jimmy Garoppolo Raiders on Monday Night Football throw a pick to end it in the corner against like a 5'8 cornerback. Christian Watson was covered. Like, it wasn't great. Like, that's what's still in my mind. Mm-hmm. So maybe I need to move past that. But C.J. Stroud, I think that's kind of a hot take to say he's overrated. Like, but I understand, like, if you're a Niner fan saying, like, hey, Brock Purdy is getting a lot of hate, but all he's done is go to an NFC Championship and a Super Bowl. Like, I learned my lesson
with Jimmy G.
Okay.
And I learned my lesson with Kaepernick, right? And I should have already known this. One season doesn't make you a great player. You could have a great year. I believe the truly great players, year in, year out, are really good.
Okay?
Like, for example, I think a lot of people are going to put Dak Prescott into the overrated. I actually think he's underrated because he gets crushed by so many people. He's a really good player. Would I want to pay him $60 million?
Yeah.
No. Right? But he's a really good player. And you know what? Dak's been good year after year after year. Now, come playoff time, do I trust him? Absolutely not.
No.
That's a different question. But he's good. You can win a lot of games with him in the regular season.
He will get you to the playoffs. and I think that is such an underrated part of how we discuss quarterbacks today. Can you just get me to the playoffs right now?
I would rather
get my foot in the door, man.
I would rather have Dak. Like, if all things were equal, I'd rather have Dak than Kirk Cousins. And I'm not sure how many other people agree with me on that.
I actually agree with that one. I think Dak has been criminally underrated for most of his career. But here's the article. Again, 103 NFL players. It was via ESPN did a poll. Five questions here. And one of them was, who's the most overrated quarterback? The number one vote getter, Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills. And you know what? I kind of agree with it. I just think the hype has not exceeded that. His hype, Joe Shasky, you would have think he's already been to a Super Bowl. Joe Burrow's been to a Super Bowl. He's gotten close to winning one, but I feel like we elevate Josh Allen over him in a lot of these discussions. Like Lamar Jackson, I get it. He's got a lot of shortcomings. He's got two MVPs, though. Josh Allen doesn't have an MVP. That's a thing. He's never won an MVP. And yet we put him up there with Lamar, with Burrow, with Mahomes. I think he's in the tier two still.
Okay. I think he's really good. I can understand where you would think he's overrated. Like Trevor Lawrence to me is very overrated.
Okay.
He hasn't done anything.
He had 8 votes. He was one of the other leading vote getters too.
Like he hasn't really done anything, you know? And, I'm thoroughly unimpressed with Trevor Lawrence and I want him to be good. I thought he would be better. You know, quite frankly. And so, yeah, I'm not very high
on
him.
So here's how the rest of it shaked out. So Josh Allen, 11 of the votes there. And then you got Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa, both tied for second with 10 votes. Again, this is the most overrated quarterback, according to 103 anonymous NFL players. Some other vote getters, Justin Herbert. I think that's a great one. I think Herbert hasn't really done a lot yet.
Well, Herbert's a great example. I'm ready to make a true definition on him with Harbaugh this year. Even though they've gotten rid of some of their weapons, like, you have a real coach now. Let's see what it looks like.
Yes, because you just look at Harbaugh, like, how he maximizes quarterback talent. If you can't get maximized with Jim Harbaugh, then something's wrong.
Now he's he does it usually with weak wide receivers.
Correct. And now they got, who, Ladd McConkey is their number one at the rookie out of Georgia, who I like, but he's like a slot guy. Mm-hmm. So that's a little concerning there, right? Trevor Lawrence, as you said, Deshaun Watson, that's a great one, actually.
Well, I think Deshaun Watson.
I don't think everyone overrates it anymore. I think we're rightfully crushing him because he was awful last year in that contract. People are like,
yeah. I have a question whether he can even be the quarterback of the Browns with all the money they've distributed to him. I think this is it for him if he doesn't show anything.
Right. Kyler Murray's up there as well. He's getting paid a lot. I get it. He's kind of had, Arizona's just been kind of tumultuous too.
You know what he is? He's got a lot of the Justin Herbert where he tantalizes you with talent. Yeah. And I have yet to see him put it all together. And I'm probably higher on Kyler than most.
The last top vote getter there, so I mentioned all those other ones, 6 votes come in, Brock Purdy. People think he's a little overrated, Joe Shasky. Some NFL players think he's a little overrated.
I think he's really polarizing. Yeah. I think there's some people criminally underrate him. I think some people, you know, overhype him. I just think he's really good.
Now, as we flip it over to the next one, the top vote getters for the most underrated quarterback. Who would you say right now, Joe Shasky, to you is the most underrated quarterback in the NFL?
Well, from where I'm standing, because I'm in the Niner bubble, I think at times it's Purdy. I also think at times, like I said, Dak Prescott, I feel like we act like he's a bum. He's not a bum. He's not. He's a good player. You know, he's just not good in the playoffs. And then the other underrated guy, I think Matt Stafford has been very underrated, and I have grown to come around on Matt Stafford. I thought he was all fantasy hype and throwing up numbers and fourth quarters of games that didn't matter, but watching him, the guy's pretty good, and I think that when he's obviously paired with a high-level organization, you've seen him excel at the biggest moments.
You hit the nail on the head, Joe Shasky. The top two vote-getters were tied for the most underrated quarterback. 14 for Purdy, 14 for Stafford.
Really?
Yep, tied at the top for the most underrated quarterback in the NFL, Matt Stafford and Brock Purdy. 888-957-9570. I do want to ask 49ers fans this. Brock Purdy, is he overrated or underrated as a quarterback?
Well, that and if I were to like extend it out to the entire roster,
yes.
Who's the most overrated player on the roster?
Yes.
Who's the most underrated player on the roster?
I love that. 888-957-9570.
I'm going to be honest, like, I understand the value of a left tackle. I don't pretend like left tackle doesn't matter. But I'm kind of blown away with the rhetoric regarding Trent Williams. People are acting like Trent Williams is God.
Ted Wynn, The Athletic, joined the station yesterday, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Ted Wynn does an amazing breakdown. Yeah, yeah. He does the X's and O's. Love me some Ted Wynn.
Yeah, what would he say?
He argued that Trent Williams is the most important player on the 49ers.
This offensive line is very average to below average, even though I think they drafted pretty well this year and there's some potential with the rookies this year. It's still just not a very proven group, and Trent Williams just kind of blossoms this group by a ton. And not having him in, you might make the argument that Trent Williams could be the most important player on this offense because of what he provides for this offensive line and this group overall. And when you look at the statistics, Brock Purdy's stats doesn't drop a lot when some players miss games. But when Trent Williams misses a game, he really becomes a much less efficient quarterback.
I mean, look, he's really good. No, he's not good. He's excellent. But can you name who the left tackle was for the Chiefs last year?
Because
I know who it is this year.
I can't.
Yeah. 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 They're starting a rookie this year who they drafted in the second round.
They got Creed Humphreys on the offensive line. That's all I know. Their all center. Right.
There you go. Can you name Tom Brady's left tackle?
You have Nate Solder for a while?
For a little bit.
Okay. Well, hey, that's one of them. So I was just saying. Trent Brown. He's right tackle.
He was right tackle. Yeah. But, like, I mean, I'm not saying it's not important. It's obvious. Offensive line is extremely important. And on this team, because of the right tackle situation, yeah, it's a vital piece. But I'm sorry. Like, no, I'm taking running back and quarterback over Trent all day, every day. Like, I think we're kind of lost in the sauce here, Niner fans. He's really good. He's freaking awesome. All right? He is. He's freaking awesome.
So we're over.
If I told you Trent was out, just hear me out. If I told you Trent was out for the year, does that hit the same way McCaffrey's out for the year? Purdy's out for the year. No, I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry. They could still function. Why am I paying the coach $20 million if he can't scheme up how to, like, chip block around the left tackle? I'm not saying he's not really good. He's awesome. Trent is awesome. We are acting like winning and losing 10 games is dependent on Trent Williams. And I just categorically disagree.
So you're saying that Trent Williams is the most overrated 49er right now?
I think we're so deep in the weeds. We are acting like he is the greatest football player who's ever lived. And he's really good. And I like him a lot. And I think he's awesome. But I'm telling you right now, if Purdy went down for the season, it's a bigger loss than Trent Williams. Yes. Yes.
Because
if McCaffrey went down for the year, it would be bigger than Trent.
Not physically, because Trent is a massive individual. But I get what you're saying. Hey,
He's great.
I will say
he's
this,
great.
Though,
I don't want to lose him. I'm just saying, like, we're acting like the offense, they literally cannot hike the ball. I disagree with that.
I
watched this team with Joe Staley missed time in 2019. I watched this team do it with two dudes no one's ever heard of in Justin School and Mike McGlinchey. At right tackle.
888-957.
They figured it out.
888-957-9570. Not to cut you off there, Joe. Most overrated 49er currently. Most underrated 49er currently. 888-957-9570. I know Ryan's out in Irvine. He wants to talk Kyle Shanahan. I want to ask Ryan this question right now. Ryan, I'm putting you on the spot. Most overrated 49er currently and most underrated 49er currently. And I'll let you get to your Shanahan thoughts after.
Oh, man. Overrated George Kittle.
Wow. First team All-Pro last year.
I know, and I think he's overrated, and not by his own doing. I think he's just overrated because Kyle doesn't use him to his full potential. You know, I know guys talk about him, and he's the best in the league or second best in the league behind Kelsey, but I don't even think it'd be arguable if he was used a little bit more in the offensive game. But and then underrated? I think Trent Williams. I would say Trent, and I think it's just a ripple effect. You know, you lose him, your offensive line is terrible. You know, it's not good. I mean, he covers up so many warts on that offensive line. Purdy can shift to the left. They run the ball almost predominantly to the left. You know, I think Trent Williams is, I guess, underrated. That would be my thing on that.
And Ryan, I know you want to talk Kyle Shanahan. What you got on Shanny?
I I agreed with Shasky earlier. I would say the one thing that he needs to, I guess, improve on is just accountability. You know, you mentioned Sean McVay. I think Sean McVay is like the polar opposite with how he talks to the media and everything. He's a politician. I think he says what he thinks people want to hear more than how he actually feels. But, yeah, I think if Kyle could be a little more honest with himself, even to the public, it would help a lot with maybe changing some of his decisions in big moments. But this was my question. You look at similarities between Andy Reid and Kyle Shanahan, especially when he was in Philly. Here's my question. If you could guarantee that the Niners would win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years if they got rid of Kyle Shanahan, would you do it?
Oh, absolutely, and I appreciate your call, Ryan. 888-957-9570. If you can guarantee winning a Super Bowl, but you get rid of Kyle Shanahan within the next 3 years, yeah, yes. See ya, Shanny. I'm winning a Super Bowl. It doesn't matter. I can win with Doug Peterson and fire him out. I just need the Super Bowl. That's all I want in my life.
We're down so bad.
Come on.
We're down psychologically so bad.
888-957-9570. Most overrated 49er currently, most underrated 49er currently on the team right now. By the way, did you know what George Kittle did in the Super Bowl to his point? I know a lot of people are rolling their eyes. I said first team all pro. You know what he did in the Super Bowl? You know what his stat line was?
Two, three catches. I think he had the one out.
Two receptions for 4 yards.
Yeah. Well,
diddly, he had four more yards than you and me.
Did you watch the receiver, Doc?
Yes.
He couldn't even lift his arm for three quarters of that game.
I'm just saying. Like, I can understand where people say, like, in big, big games where it's just like, ah, the biggest one. And he's had some big moments. I'm not going to say that, but I don't hate it overall.
I think Juwan Jennings is criminally underrated for this team because in all the big games, he kind of flies under the radar.
He's a third wide
receiver. But that's
receiver.
What I'm saying. Yeah. Like, guys like him, they're such an afterthought. You're never going to... Like, right now, if you're asking me who is the most overrated... Off of 1 year, in terms of pay, not meeting the production and the hype, Javon Hargrave.
Javon Hargrave.
Like, he had a couple of nice games, but you're giving this guy $20-something million a year, and I didn't see anything from him. Like, at least I know Trent, like, and I was kind of, you know, sparking it a little to try to get the audience engagement here, but Trent's really good. I don't know how good Javon Hargrave is. He was good with the Eagles. Like,
that's when he
left a lot to be desired for me.
I think that Eagles team had so much more depth, too, defensively, with Reddick, with Fletcher Cox,
I mean, we talked more
Jordan
about
Davis.
Him than any of the broadcasts did during the game. Like, he wasn't in the backfield at all. No. He didn't stop the run. He didn't get sacks. He wasn't creating pressures. I was thoroughly unimpressed with Javon Hargrave, especially given how much money they allocated to him.
Joe Hayward. 888-957-9570. Most overrated 49er, most underrated 49er, Joe and Hayward. You're on with the Morning Roast.
Yeah, like Jesse's good. Hargrave, most overrated, underrated, Brock Purdy.
Underrated? Brock Purdy's underrated?
Yep.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you, Joe and Hayward. We're responding to an ESPN article. 103 anonymous NFL players gave their most overrated quarterback, gave their most underrated quarterback. Josh Allen was voted the most overrated quarterback. Brock Purdy tied with Matt Stafford as the most underrated quarterback in the NFL. Do you agree with that? Do you disagree? 888-957-9570. The last one was the biggest trash-talking quarterback. They did that. They pulled that. Josh Allen. Was winning that
really?
One, too. Big trash talker, Josh
Phillip
Allen.
I know Philip Rivers every
oh,
year
God, I love
was all
Rivers.
Over it.
I love to hate Philip Rivers because obviously he's a Charger. I'm a Raider guy. But he would talk trash but not cuss. He was a big Catholic guy. Had a 400 children. I get it. I'm one of 10. I get it. But he was like a by golly or gosh darn it kind of a guy. I love me some Philip Rivers. He'd get in your face, too.
Yeah.
He'd go with the refs all the time. Rolando! Every time.
Do you think anybody thinks Bosa is underrated or overrated? Do you think anyone thinks that Deebo Samuel is overrated or underrated? Charvarius Ward? I'm trying to think of some... Like, they have some mega stars on this team.
They do. I wonder how many people think the head coach is overrated or underrated.
So we're talking a lot about, like, you're going to miss this guy. You're going to miss this guy. I'm very interested to see what this team looks like week in, week out, throughout the ups and downs of a season without... Trey Greenlaw for like long stretches of the season. I think he is one of the more underrated players in the organization in the last 5 years. You want to talk about a guy that separates dudes from the ball? He creates unbelievable tone-setting momentum for this team early in games. Obviously, his spatial awareness as a linebacker in tandem with Fred Warner is outstanding. Like, that, those are big shoes to fill for D winners.
I was going to say, we got Devondre Campbell right now, D winners, Fred Warner, Curtis Robinson, Demetrius Flanagan Fowles, Tatum Bethune.
I like Bethune. You know I've been on that name
it's a great name.
All year.
You know what else is a great name? Benito in Palo Alto, baby. Benito, you're on with the Morning Roast, Spadoni and Chasky. Most overrated 49er and most underrated 49er currently.
To me, underrated is Trent Williams. The caller earlier said, you know, we run to the left, who's on the left there. Overrated, Kyle Shanahan. As you guys touched earlier on Dak, Kyle the same way. He can win a lot of seasonal games, but when it comes to playoffs, when it really matters, he chokes. He was the OC in Atlanta, and guess what? He was the OC for the Niners along with being the head coach. He makes the calls. He cannot make adjustments after halftime, so he's overrated.
Fair enough. That's Benito in Palo Alto, 888-957-9570. We're doing most overrated and most underrated San Francisco 49ers currently on the roster.
From where you sit, who's your most overrated?
So wait, he just said Kyle Shanahan is the Dak Prescott of NFL coaches? That's basically what he just said. That's a hot take. Come on. Dak's never even been to the Super Bowl. Kyle Shanahan's done it twice.
He's never even...
sniffed it.
Yeah.
They haven't been to the NFC Championship game since...
30 years.
Yeah, come on. For me, the most overrated San Francisco 49er currently. Ooh, that's a good one. Most overrated. I'm going to get some heat on this one. I think Charvarius Ward's a little overrated.
Okay.
I don't think he's a...
Okay.
I view like a legit number one corner. I think he's the number one corner for this team.
Yeah.
I see him get picked on sometimes. I do see that a little bit. He's very physical. I saw him a lot in the AFC West when he was a Chief.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Hunter Renfro, who's currently a free agent still for some reason, cook him multiple times. I think little things like that. I just don't think he is. I don't view him as a top flight shutdown corner as you might a Legarius Sneed or a McDuffie over on the other side.
I mean, how many of those guys are in the league?
There's not a lot. I'm just saying
that Sauce Gardner. By name.
He's a guy, right?
No, like, I know, but I'm just saying, like, there aren't a lot of...
You're right.
I don't think they signed him to a contract that represents he's one of those. I think he's CB1 here, but that doesn't mean he's a lockdown
corner.
Correct,
and again, we're splitting hairs here.
I think that's the hardest position.
It's very difficult. It's very difficult. It's very difficult.
I mean, you're guarding Mike Evans 1 week, you're guarding, you know, Tyreek Hill the next week, and
very difficult.
DK Metcalf, and then, like, it's just this league with receivers, Justin Jefferson, it's crazy.
And
I think Ward's pretty good.
He is pretty good. I said just slightly overrated. That's okay.
No, I like that. I find that interesting. And then who's underrated?
Underrated for me.
For you.
It's a great one.
888-957-9570. Who are your like, I think you can make an argument for a lot of guys.
I think we underrate just how important and special Deebo Samuel is with this team. I really do think we underrate Deebo. He is so unique within this offense. Do we forget what he did against the Philadelphia Eagles last year?
It was one of
he
the all-time.
He single-handedly ended their season. Like, that was it. The Eagles weren't winning anything else after that.
It was one of the greatest, let me write a check that I will go cash on your face, moments in sports I can remember.
It was
incredible.
It was Mortal Kombat, finish him levels, uppercut, head getting knocked out. Like, that was what it was.
He said goodbye to an entire city of people.
He did.
That was incredible. In the rain.
To Big Dom.
God, it was incredible.
Later, Big Dom.
Big Dom. I hate you and Big Dom. It drives me insane. I hate Big Dom.
Might be my cousin. I don't know. We'll see. Trucker George is out in East Oakland. He wants to join in the conversation.
What's up, Trucker George?
What's up, Truck?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing? How's my reception over there?
You sound swell. You sound great.
Hey, well, first things first, Kyle Shanahan has made leaps and bounds around the league. The zone block scheme, which he got from his dad, you know, has dominated. The jet sweep philosophy is all around the league. Everybody's throwing the ball behind the line of scrimmage. You know, we are truly seeing Kyle Shanahan changing or, you know, disorientating and moving everything around. And the whole league is kind of copycat. And, you know, anybody getting down on our coach, man, you know, it's been a rough couple of years. I'll give you that. I was a little depressed and sad come like January, February myself. But, you know, I believe we're finally going to get over the edge just like his dad did. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Great call. I wanted to hear his most overrated, underrated.
But he just wanted to defend Kyle Shanahan. I'm not mad at that. Again, that was a lot of the conversation this morning, Kyle Shanahan. And some people may feel he is the most overrated, or they might feel he's the most underrated. That's what we're talking about, 888-957-9570. So Brock Purdy, is he the most underrated quarterback in the NFL? I think that's fair. Just given what he was a top five MVP candidate all last season. Now we're just acting like he stinks.
Do you think Bosa's underrated or overrated?
I think he's properly rated. I think he had a somewhat down year for Nick Bosa standards, which is still better than most people. He's a DPOY.
Yeah.
I get it. Like, we have a lot of like Raider fans that listen to this, like, and gets compared to Max Crosby. Max Crosby does a lot of different things than Nick Bosa. I think Nick Bosa is a lot like stronger and he gets the sack production, but I think Max does a lot of the stuff where it's not as sexy, but he stuffs the run. He has a lot of tackle for losses. Like, that's his thing. And he's available every single day. That's another thing. And I hear you, Monte, talk about it a lot that bothers you guys. And you were there in person, like, biggest moments of the game, Bosa was on the sideline, like, taking a breather. Like
that, yeah,
it's a tough look. It's a tough look.
Can't happen this year.
It can't. And a guy that prides himself on his physicality and his stamina and stuff like that. And I would love to know Carter and Ken's here in a second.
Yeah, I want to hear Carter's.
Let's get to San Leandro Mo first.
San Leandro Mo.
Hey, San Leandro Mo's got a rejoin for us. If you guys want to hit us up at the rejoin, 888-957-9570. Here, you can do it on the spot if you want, like San Leandro Mo did. Hit us up on Instagram. What's up, Mo?
Yeah, what's up, Joe with my cup of Joe in the morning? You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, brother. Hey, what you got?
All right. Real quick, before I do my overrated, underrated, I need to walk it back. Niner fans, if there's anything I learned, it's to trust Kyle Shanahan. I know he's, in these last two Super Bowls, but, hey, I'm very critical of Kyle Shanahan, but trust the process, man. Trust what he's doing. So just stay patient. My overrated, I don't know how this guy made the team, Devondre Campbell. I thought he should have been cut. Maybe in place of Jalen Graham. Kept Jalen Graham, keep Devondre Campbell.
I'm with you on that.
Underrated, this guy improved solid, who I don't think is going to be able to, they're going to bring him back because of Brock Purdy's contract. Aaron Banks, Oakland's own. Mm. So that's my two.
Thank you, fellas. Yeah, I wonder what his value is as a guard. They have traditionally not paid guards. Yeah. They allowed Tomlinson to walk in free agency and use the Aaron Banks draft pick to supplement that. So, I don't know. I would like to keep Aaron Banks, though. I think he fits. And I think his loss right now, not being in the offensive line, is really going to be felt.
Kyle Shanahan's been so good and such a maestro with that stuff. I just go back to every single time they played Aaron Donald and, like, outside of the NFC Championship. Again, the biggest game of the year.
Yeah.
He had a massive play. He got the they handled, like, the Rams and Aaron Donald. Like, that was the one team you circled defensive line-wise every single year, twice, obviously, in the regular season. And it doesn't matter if it was Justin School. It doesn't matter if it was Lakin Tomlinson. It doesn't matter if it was Aaron Bay. Like, Shanahan just finds a way to mix and match these offensive lines. To your point, like, yeah, you got Trent Williams, you got McKivitz, but anyone else, it's fine. Because you just have faith in him and in the offensive line. It is what it is. But Dominic Pooney, everyone's talking about him. He's the guy Joe Shasky. Dominic Pooney, if Baldy loves him, we'll see. Speaking of Baldy, he joined us yesterday. And we'll continue to take your calls and texts, 888-957-9570. We're going to get to Carter and Ken's most overrated 49ers and underrated 49ers here in just a second. I do want to hear what he had to say in regards to quarterback ranking lists.
Ooh.
Because I do think this is, we're kind of basically doing a ranking, right? Underrated, overrated, who would you rank him, who would you not?
I think it's a fun exercise.
Here's what Baldy thinks about these kind of lists.
Well, you heard George Kittle when he said, it's something when he steps into a huddle and guys like Trent Williams and Debo and McCaffrey, like they feel more confident when he delivers the play. Like, their confidence level goes up. You heard Nick Bosa go, how in the hell are you so good? Like, how did you do this? Like, how are you so confident and so good? Like, that's all that really matters, is what those guys think about him in the locker room. The list are the list. I don't know how you could put Justin Herbert, honestly, above Brock Purdy on any level. I mean, he's been injured. He's never, playoffs. Like, you could go on any list. Yeah, you go out there and you watch Justin Herbert throw a football. He wows you. You go out there and watch Brock Purdy win games. That wows me.
See, that was interesting to me. I wonder if you polled NFL GMs right now, all of them.
They're probably all taking Herbert.
Are they?
Yeah, I think
are they every single one taking Justin Herbert?
You know why? Because he's a top five pick who is 6'5" and looks the part and throws a beautiful ball and all that. And if you're baking into the equation, he did a lot of his work with Brandon Staley. Yeah, I think a majority of GMs are probably going to go Herbert.
Baldy's not, though. Carter, most overrated and underrated 49er for you, brother?
Mine would be Hargrave is the most overrated, okay. No doubt. I mean, just I have to take into account the money here.
It's just unreal.
Yeah, the money has to be taken into account. I was going to say Hufanga, honestly, but he's on a rookie deal still.
He's a fifth-round pick.
Yeah, they haven't paid him. Yeah. I thought he was a little overrated, frankly, for where people thought he was.
Although we could have used him in the Super Bowl.
100% agree. And then underrated, I think, is there's one clear-cut person. I think that Dre Greenlaw is the most underrated player maybe in the NFL. He's a top-five linebacker in the NFL. I think.
Yeah, so. No doubt. You know, it's interesting. Like, we do underrate certain players. Like, for example, if I tell older Niner fans that are about my age, Carter, Ahmed Brooks, you're never going to remember him from those teams, no. Right? He was really good. Yeah. He would always make plays. He'd jump off sides every game. He'd jump off sides every single game. But if you look at the all-time, like, sack list, I think he's, like, top six or something like that, all-time in sacks for Niner history, which... Again, if I polled 100 fans, I don't know how many of them would be able to even know that. Criminally underrated. He's not the guy you instantly think of. You're going to go Willis, Bowman, Justin Smith, Alden Smith. Maybe Deshaun Goldson or the Hitman or whatever. You're never... But Ahmed Brooks was really good.
Honestly, Justin Smith was underrated on those teams.
No doubt.
Too.
But I would also say that most Niner fans had tremendous respect for him. Ahmed Brooks doesn't command that same... And I'm not saying Justin's better than Ahmed Brooks, but we forget about him. Greenlaw flies under the radar on this team because they have so many all-world players. He's just a tone setter. He's just an unbelievable player. And anytime they need a big hit near the sideline, this dude comes through with it.
It's whenever you have the player that you play right across from, whether it's a wide receiver and it's like Michael Irvin and whoever the other guy was with the other team, or it's
Alvin Harper.
Exactly. See, I just said it. I don't remember, but he was underrated. He was very good. Super Bowl champion multiple times, right? Yeah. Very good. But, you know, you had Michael Irvin there. That's just what
John
happens.
Taylor.
Fred Warner is a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
But sorry, that's just what happens. But fans love those players, and I think it does mean more, like in the grand scheme of things. Like the Kevon Looney, man. First team, all underrated, Bay Area sports history. Always showed up. Always did think didn't have his best year last year, right? But you know what? He has always, like, big games, him going up against Sabonis, what have you. Like, I love me some Kevon Looney. And, yes, he's going to go down as one of the most underrated players in the history of Bay Area sports.
So sacks weren't an official stat until 82. Cedric Hardman is the only Niner in the history to record over 100. Bryant Young, number two, almost 90. Tommy Hart, Charles Haley, Dwayne Board. I mean, we're going back. Charlie Kruger, D-tackle. Nick Bosa at 7. He just passed Ahmed Brooks, 8th all-time.
It's pretty incredible.
I mean, again, Ahmed Brooks, we could talk a lot about all those other guys. I mean, he's just a guy that flew under the radar for this team for a long time. And I think Greenlaw is more impactful than even Ahmed Brooks was on those teams. But similarly, we always forget about him.
It also just speaks to just how good the defensive players the 49ers have had in this past century alone. Is just like, you just think of Patrick Willis, you think of Navarro Bowman.
Oh, they draft linebackers.
You kidding me? It's linebacker you.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. Right.
Who's drafted better in this past century?
Pittsburgh has always notoriously been a great linebacker drafted at Baltimore.
They just took Patrick Queen, but yeah, they just took it from somewhere else. Yeah. But Baltimore, yeah.
I mean, if you consider T.J. Watt a linebacker, if you consider Greg Lloyd and those guys linebackers.
Okay, Chicago Bears, yes.
That's all, you know. Yeah,
that's fine, but I'm just saying.
The Niners are our team. You think of like quarterback and wide
Navarro
receiver.
Navarro was going to be you had two Hall of Famers. Together. Yeah. Like, that just doesn't happen usually. It's just what I'm getting at. And then now Fred Warner is going to be a Hall of Famer.
Chris Borland was the truth.
Yeah. Yes, he was sick.
He was so good.
Then he realized, like, yeah, this is bad for my head, and I'm out. And I was like, okay, I can't blame you.
He looked unreal.
He did.
Unbelievable.
He did.
I mean, and let's not forget they signed Ken Norton, and Gary Plummer was good. He was a great Charger. They've had a lot of really good players. Lee Woodall was really good.
Romo! I love my
Romanowski, one of the great draft picks in Niner history.
Absolutely. 888-957-9570. We can hit it. We got the injury report. Am I throwing you under the bus here, Carter? You ready? Let's go. No, you weren't ready. Oh boy. Oh no. Oh no. He wasn't ready.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
If we had report cards, that'd be so much toxicity in the workplace if you had a host give out a fill out a report card for producers and vice versa after every single show. I think Sam Lubman would have a thesis every single show on you guys. Oh, I love Sammy and Bonte. They'll be back next week. They're enjoying their lives. The injury report. 49ers running back Elijah Mitchell has been placed on season-ending IR after returning from a hamstring injury. He suffered a more severe hamstring injury this week, per Nick Wagner of ESPN. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. We can get more into this conversation. Overrated, underrated? Do you feel like Kyle Shanahan's overrated or underrated? Brock Purdy, overrated, underrated? 888-957-9570. Plus Dave Fleming, 830, joining us courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Talk some Giants. They get the win yesterday over the Brew Crew of Milwaukee. All that's coming up and more. Spadoni in for Bonte alongside Joe Shask in the Morning Roast. 95.7 The Game.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.